A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. This is a rather familiar gospel passage. It's one that we hear quite often and is used in times of commissioning, whether it be commissioning of certain ministries in the church or in religious life or a number of other settings and circumstances. It reads as almost a sort of pep rally before a big game or before a big mission. Jesus getting these disciples ready for their mission, getting them excited about their mission. And indeed, this is often how it's used today. But this mission is about one thing and one thing only. Jesus tells these disciples, "Your message is clear. The kingdom of God is at hand. The rest doesn't matter. Carry nothing with you, no extras. Be simple in speech. Peace be to this household. Eat what is set before you, and do the work of the Lord. But the only thing necessary, the only thing that matters, is for you to be about the kingdom of God. And when you preach that, when you live that, great things will happen." What about us today in the vineyard of 2017? Can we truly say that we are about the kingdom of God? Do we live our lives in that way? Do we focus on what truly matters? And do we work to bring about that kingdom of God? What is our vineyard today? Where have we been sent? Who has received us? And how do we preach that great kingdom?